Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
That's right. It is time, once again, for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name is Mao, here to bring you more crazy independent music and shenanigans and shenanigans. I don't know about all that other stuff, but for sure going to have some music. I do have a new band I just got downloaded and ready to go, the Baby Shakes. I downloaded their newest album, Turn It Up. I'm going to have to make sure that they are, radio play friendly, as in no cursity curse curse. But I'm pretty sure we'll be all right with that. It's been raining, which is a good thing. Now, Clearwater and surrounding areas are no longer a tinderbox ready to go up at the moment's notice. But now there's accidents everywhere because it's raining, and people in Florida can't drive when it rains. Just smash into walls and each other. It's like bumper cars. Crazy. But what are you going to do? Hey, here's some music. That's what we're going to do.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Turn it up.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
Our planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York. Rodan is attacking Moscow. Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself, in color from American International, destroy all monsters. This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Just cry, cry, cry. Well, what you got? Hey, guys, one more thing. Hey, this summer, when you're being inundated with all this American bicentennial 4th of July brouhaha, don't forget what you're celebrating, and that's the fact that a bunch of slave-owning, aristocratic white males didn't want to pay their taxes.
Ah, nice stuff. Now, I bet you guys think that's per my usual from Japan, but you would be incorrect, sir. This is The Baby Shakes is an American rock band from New York City. New York City! They define their music as rock and roll, power pop, punk, and also glam rock. That's a lot of stuff. Baby Shakes was founded in 2005 in New York City by Mary Blount from Seattle, Judy Lindsay from Atlanta, and Claudia Gonzalez. New York City, they were first performed in 2005, toured the UK, blah, 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 this stuff and the other thing. So go to babyshakes.com, yeah, and buy their stuff. This is their newest one, Turn It Up. I just got it, and just got it on vinyl, and I was like, yes, and dug it. And of course, I asked, please, please, please let me play. I played for you, Turn It Up, Another Place. Baby Blue and Crazy. We're all a little crazy. A little crazy for the Baby Shakes. So go support them as they support us, won't you? I know you're going to. Thank you.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
I will say, you know, I wanted to record this one now. I'm a little bit ahead of schedule. But this is a huge week of transition for me. If you listen to the show, you know, more than 1 week, you know I'm all about jazz. No, I'm just kidding. You know that where I work, you know, they're doing some outsourcing, the department's going away, jobs going overseas, stuff like that. I've been with this place a long, long time, and I'm 2 days away from leaving. You know, so I. One chapter of my life is ending, another chapter is just beginning. It's positive. I mean, I'm not negative towards, you know, what I've called home for 20 years. And I'm also, you know, excited for the future. I have, some good stuff lined up, and I'm hopeful, but it is, at the same time, it's always, people always say, oh, embrace change, and, you know, that's, you know, good stuff, blah, blah, blah. But it's hard. You know, it is really hard. I went through this when because I did leave in 2011 to go to Korea for a year, and I had left this same job. You know, where I started in 1996. Think about that. You know, and I left, and I didn't think I would go back. But as I was teaching in Korea, I mean, I knew I was only going to be over in Korea for a year. But then I came back. You know, and they offered me a position back, and of course I took it because, you know, bad job market and all that kind of stuff, and plus it's very comfortable. So, you know, I wanted to do this one now, so then in the next week's show, you know, maybe I'll talk about a little bit about where I am, you know, where I've gone to. I'm never going to say names of places I work. I'm not on air, you know, with dirty laundry calling people out and dumb stuff like that, because that's not the way the world works, you know. People leave jobs all the time. Usually when you're there at a place for a very long time, though, it's even tougher. You know, you meet a lot of friends, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of, think of a span of 20 years if you're at the same place, you know, you're kind of part of that fabric, you know, and so when you leave, it's a little tough, you know, and I'm feeling it. I'm not distraught or sad, but I am sad. I mean, I'm not distraught like to the point where I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I have stuff lined up, like I said, but it is it's challenging. It's trying. You know, I can feel it plucking at my heartstrings, as it were, a little bit here and there. When you start to think about saying goodbye to people, and you know you're not gonna see most of them again. You know, it's just the way life is. It's very strange. It's a big deal. It's a big change coming up. But that's okay. I'm embracing it. Hey, embrace change, man. Yikes. Here's some music to embrace. That's a little bit more happier. I'm not saying this because I'm a downer. I'm just, talking about life. And here's music, so you don't have to listen to me talk about life anymore. That's way better, right? I know.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Pretty, get that to the mall. good devil. My daddy, daddy, my daddy good devil.
Oh, on a goose and gun. He made a bummy. I skid on my name. Deep inside, baby.
Loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about
you
know?
How about a what?
How about you know?
What are you...
How about you know?
I don't even...
How about you know?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
Now that, my friends, is how you cheer up. Of course, that was the world famous 5678s from their little EP called Pretty Lily... Pretty Little... Jeez. Wow, I should do a take two, but I'm not gonna. That was off an EP called Pretty Little Lily Can Dance No More. I swear I know the name of the CD. Let's see, I played... the first one was Pretty Little Lily Can Dance No More. Then I played Daddy Goes Out Jail. Then I played Space Rock Part 1. Then on the other side of the break, I dropped in Ooh Baby. And I'm like, ooh, baby, I should pick easier things to say. I can't say the words. I'm dumb. They can say them. I can't. Crazy. So, yeah, make sure you go to the 5678s. Just search them online. They're everywhere. They have an official website that talks about news and tours and all that kind of stuff. And then while you're there, make sure you also check out Time Bomb Records out of Japan. They are your hookup for all the most awesomeness of awesomeness music. Hope I can see them. I'm going to Japan in December, and Tokyo's big, so I'm hopeful to get there, but realistic in that I probably won't. But you never know what the future holds, do you? Here's some more music. That's what I know what it holds. It holds more righteous music. Here is some for your head.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
Words, words that hurt. You drive to earth from girdered heavens. Views, points of view. You shout them through electric fences. From your chair into the limbs, through the wires and into the minds of poor believers who turn the words into arrow and fire. Oh. World, another world.
I just ate the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
Have you been drinking, sir?
I had about a half a beer, but the dog had a lot.
On the gray and bloodstained grass below, there is snow. Frozen scenes that no one wants to know. In the snow, usually this time of year, birds are here from south. Presently there's no telling up from
trained for violence. He doesn't give a damn if it's on the battlefield or the open road. Chrome and Hot Leather is the story of Mitch, who marshaled his green berets against the biker's freak savagery. Mitch, a case-hardened fighter, tempered for combat in any kind of dirty war. Jim, the best right arm any outfit ever had. Hank, the battering ram, to plow through when the going got tough. In Chrome and Hot Leather, it was search and destroy in a gut fight to the finish. To the bikers, the message was loud and clear. Don't muck around with a Green Beret's mama, or you'll get your chopper rammed down your throat. See Chrome and Hot Leather, in color, rated GP.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Ah, yes, that was Bob Goblin. Off their latest album, Love Lost for Bloodlust, I played Eulogy for Poor Daniel, From the Hill, and then on the other side of the break, I dropped in Eternal Snow, along with some Chrome and Hot Leather. Oh, yeah. Wow. So, I think that's going to be... Oh, no, I still have... I got to play some music before I go, but I also have another change in my life, along with my job. I also got rid of my little black Frankenstein truck. Sold it back to Murderstang, who I sold it to before and bought it back from. Now he bought it back from me. It's a convoluted question mark. I was going to buy... I'm buying a car off of a different friend, a little Celica GT, but I went up there and it's fighting me. And I'm a little worried because if there's a lot of electrical problems, I'm not buying it, or I can't buy it. I want to. I'll keep you posted. But right now I'm just stuck with my little S2000, which is not a bad place to be stuck. Here's some... Who am I going to play? Who should I play? Should I play Lulu's Marble, or should I play the... I'm going to play the Bat. The Bat. We'll be right back. I might have time to come back. Come back. Come on back, you hear?
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? We'll be right back.
give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Just how I like my music. Fast, nasty, and raw. That was The Bat, T-H-E-E-E-B-A-T. Out of Japan, of course, I played the Batman theme. Oh, now I miss Adam West. And House of Mystery and The Fly, featuring Jungle Jim from the Jugglers. Junglers. Wow. Anyway, that looks like it's going to be a bit for this show. I hope you've enjoyed the many insane, interesting indie bands I played for you. I'll have way more for you next week. That's it. My name's Mal. This has been the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. See you next week for way more jazz. Now here's some more jazz for jazz heads of Jazz McJazzersons. Just kidding. See you next week.